Welcome to Lead for Clarity, where we help you focus on your own leadership, your team, and your organization and get you to your next level. My name is Shondell Sutherland, and I'm here with my co-host, Melanie Montgomery. And we have someone very special in the house that we're going to be talking about. Do you want to introduce her, Melanie?
Yeah, definitely. So I want to introduce you all to Savith, who has been just a light that has come into my life. And she has a consulting business that she's been doing in Hawaii. And she has just been such an amazing person to lean on and talk through things with, and just such a support. So do you want to share a little bit more about yourself?
Well, thank you so much, Shondell and Melanie. It's an honor to be in this space with you. I learn from you guys every single time I get to share a room or conversation. So I'm just thankful to be here. I've gotten to go through the DISC and Driving Forces class that you guys have done with the Science of Self, and we're right in the middle of EQ, which is always an opportunity to grow and become a better version of myself for my people and the teams that I get to work with through my own business. And so I am here on the Big Island in Hawaii.
Aloha, then. We love
Aloha.
to say. I'm going to come to Hawaii in a couple of weeks, so I'm pretty excited to start using that lingo.
Yes.
Calming myself down so I can be in the aloha state of mind.
Yes, you got to slow your pace.
Yes, I know. So I'm excited because in our EQ class, we've just been having some incredible conversations talking about the science of self. And what is it when we are able to understand not only our behavior styles and our motivation styles, but how our emotions really affect our effectiveness? And I was just recently thumbing through an old article by Fast Company that was talking about like it's like 80% of success that is all linked to our emotional intelligence. I think that's a low number. So I'm just curious, where were you before you really had some self-awareness that you were really focusing on? And what is your journey to become this best version of yourself thus far, Sabbath?
That's a great question. Well, I did not grow up in a home where we talked about our emotions or we asked each other how we were doing. We just reacted to each other all the time. And then I got married. I always joke that I was like the kindest, most patient person before I got married. And then I had four kids and I realized I had lived often in a reactive mode. And so what going through, especially the EQ course, has helped me gain is an awareness of, yes, I have emotions and I can choose to control them if I choose to be aware of how they're affecting me.
That's
So
right.
in marriage and in motherhood and as a business owner, networking with people throughout the community, the learning that I've gotten to be a part of with you guys through EQ has just been able to heighten my awareness. And that's huge. That's so huge. My ability to detach from how I want to respond and think about for a second, all it takes is a second is to say, what's going on? How am I going to respond? And this is going to be okay. So, and it takes so much repetition. I can know it, but I need to know it and do it over and over again. And it's also helped me to learn, and I say learn with a lot of conviction because knowing how to express what I want or what I need was a big issue for me as well. And especially like when I first got married, the deeper you get into relationship with people, the more you actually have to share what you want and need. And that's not something I was used to either.
That's so good. I'd love to ask some more questions about that, but I have some empathy with you because I was single for 45 years. And when I, and I mean, you know, I make a living teaching people how to have good self-awareness and EQ. And I remember Scott and I'd fallen asleep during listening to a book called The Ideal Team Player. And it gave, and when I slept, it wasn't like for 10 minutes, I fell asleep. Scott had, they gave a little quiz. And so Scott took it while he was listening to the audiobook. And he goes, yeah, I've kind of realized that your lowest out of, you know, humble, hungry, smart is Shondell Group. We add the honest. Your lowest is smart, which is people smart. And you're an accidental mess maker. And I'm like, what are you talking? I'm like, I'm just waking up, you know? And I go, I make a living being emotionally smart. He goes, yeah. And I just remember like, oh boy, he is so right. He is right. Like I can do really well until this point. And so I've been working on it ever since. And so I want you to know, like, I'm with you. Marriage does a lot of that. The second part that I really resonated with you, Sabbath, was about the unmet needs. Mm-hmm. This is something that we are talking about a lot when it comes to emotional intelligence, the self-awareness that we even have needs. I think, Melanie, you had a great story. You have to say what you did when you went to your counselor. Share that real quick, and it's adorable.
Yeah, so my counselor and I have been talking a lot about, like, setting boundaries, and he asked me, well, what are some of your unmet needs? And I was like, I don't know. Like, I don't get the question. Like, what do you mean? I was like a deer in the headlights. And he's like, well, okay, so let's move it to like, what are your needs? I could not even think of anything. My mind was completely blank. And I am really good at making stuff up on the spot, but there was nothing. Then he started saying, well, what about unmet needs that you've seen in people around you? What does that look like? And he said, well, what about a need to not be perfect? What about a need to be messy sometimes? Or all, and I was like, oh, that's what a need is. And I had no idea. And then after he gave me this list, he's like, so tell me what yours are. And I was like, I can't. Like, I don't know. Yeah. But it was, you know, it was such a hard conversation because I had zero idea how to articulate my own needs, what wasn't being met. And I had no idea what I needed or wanted. And so that was where I really needed to start was, what do you need? It was such an eye-opening conversation just because I had zero idea of anything to even throw out there.
Yeah. And I know, like, for me, just when I got a little list of what some unmet needs we get, like to be seen, to be heard, to be valued, to be loved, like, I'm like, well, I have all those and I'm really mad if people don't meet them. Like, that was the big awareness I had. I'm like, oh, that's why I just get furious at someone. So that's where kind of this EQ comes in of understanding these unmet needs for mine is to be seen, which fits right into my high I. So you got to understand your DISC scores. You got to understand your behavior style. And then you got to understand my commanding, my driving force is, and I want to impact you. And so how can I impact you if you don't see me, you know, kind of thing. So Sabbath, we resonate with you. Now we want you to take the floor about, here you've gotten married, you've got these needs. Let's talk about, tell us now about your journey.
Yeah. So, well, talk about the EQ side of needing and wanting, what my body did when I was like, like my heart rate goes and I'll start to like, just my hands are just like all over. Like, I can't tell you what I need. Like, that's been a huge awareness level too. I'll be in a conversation with somebody talking about even like what I'm hopeful for. And even though it's something really exciting, I loved that clarity piece. Even in just a recent class that we had today, someone was saying when they get excited, they get a little cloudy. And I resonate with that a lot. And I can actually see that happen in my kids. And the more understanding that I'm slowly starting to get, the more I'm hoping I can give some empathy to my kids in the area. You would think it would be a lot easier because I just produce like mini version exactly of myself. But it's not even easy to like understand that other person who is a mini version of me. The common language to be able to say, I'm not in a clear headspace right now. I need blank. I need to walk away. I need some water. I need to go for a run. I just need space. That used to be like off limits. I didn't think it was even okay to say that. Mm. And so I'm slowly starting to get that. Mm. The other thing that's been challenging is my needs change. Sometimes what I needed yesterday isn't what I need today. And I I haven't figured that part out yet.
Oh, I bet your husband loves that part.
Oh, yeah.
One thing, Savas, I'm curious about, because what I found as I've been recently as well trying to figure out what do I need and how do I communicate that to other people, you know, what I found is that my body's reacting when I'm not having a need met, you know, my heart rate, my blood pressure, whatever it is. But the moment that I tell somebody what I actually need, that all goes away. And before, I was just letting my body react. And so it just was this like snowball. But now, when I notice the feelings, I notice my body reacting, I have a conversation, I walk out of it feeling great. Do you have that similar experience?
Yeah, and it's surprising, right? You're like, why couldn't, like, wow, it's actually possible. I lived through that. I asked for what I wanted. I actually might get it, and I lived.
I love that.
That's fantastic. I love it. Melanie, you shared in our class today about your experience last week. I think that would be powerful also for our listeners because we want to just empower people to get their needs met, but to also really regulate their emotions so that they make better decisions. I mean, this is such a business essential for our lives, but it has so much to do with our personal life. It's like we always say, you bring your personal, lungs to work and you don't leave your work kidneys there. You know, we are all together as we go. So I'd love for you to share that.
Yeah, definitely. I tend to take on a lot. I always have throughout my life, and I've been so good over the last like year about really being cognizant of that. But I took on, I think, just too much over the last couple of weeks. And so for a week's time frame, I was just very cloudy. I was having a hard time. I was struggling because I was working so much and I was just stressed out about it. And I had one of my friends come and visit over the weekend, and we started talking about how I was feeling and why I was feeling it. And one of the things that she asked me was like, what's the worst that's going to happen? And as we dug into what I was feeling, I started to realize that my cloudy behavior, my physical reaction had nothing to do with how busy I was. It had to do with me fearing that I was going to let people down because I was so busy and I wasn't able to do every single thing on my list. Because I've been busy my whole life. Like I have never stopped. And so once I realized that actually I'm afraid I'm going to let people down, and she asked me to like envision somebody telling me that I let them down. And what I told her, I was like, none of the people in my life right now would ever say that to me. They are all compassionate people. But she told me to kind of lean into that. And I actually thought of Scott and I pictured him telling me that I let him down. And now I know he would never say that and he would be compassionate and empathetic towards me. But that's what I pictured. And then I felt that emotion like get stronger, which just reinforced that that's actually what was underlying. And so on Monday morning, we had our meeting, and I just shared with my team. I said, I'm really cloudy because I have a lot going on. I'm stressed, I'm overwhelmed, and I'm feeling like I can't do it all. And immediately, my entire team was like, what can we do? What can I take off of your plate? We're here, we're supportive. And just that reinforcement of what I knew my team would respond really helped me to just release that stress that I had put myself under by not telling people I was struggling and not asking for help, and then feeling like I was gonna let somebody down. And really, that was all just that internal component. And as soon as I released it, I felt great. And I've been just as busy this week, but I've been happy and feeling great about it every day.
That's awesome. Do you relate to that, Sabbath?
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's amazing how we can convince ourselves of something that's going on in our mind that didn't ever actually happen, but because we're thinking about it in a certain way, like you said, our body is reacting to it. And so I definitely relate to that. And especially in the realm of just owning a business and working with people, I've started to become more aware of what I assume in the silence. And if I can get really clear about what's actually happening in the silence as opposed to what I assume, then I'm gonna be a lot more productive actually in the in-between times when the communication is on a lower level. So I resonate with that.
That's so good. And a lot of times we talk about, communication is 7% words, 93% nonverbal. And a lot of times silence, is in that 93%. And so it's very wise of you to challenge that assumption of what's happening in the silence. And I think that's an incredible step forward in emotional intelligence. One, we know how, like, when we're being silent, we need to fill in the blank for other people because we don't want them filling in the blank for themselves. And the second thing is to give people a lot of grace when they are in that silent space and give them a chance to speak. Now, I'm married to an introvert who loves silence. And so I always have to say, are you thinking? When I start getting, but it's funny because that's exactly what knowing how it is in your body does for you. Because I start getting anxious. My heart starts beating. I start thinking because my fear of rejection, oh, I said something wrong. He doesn't like what I said. He doesn't have enough information. I mean, all of my, my behavior style, my discourse come rushing to the surface. And so now I realize, oh, my body feels that way. It's because I'm having my little behavior war over here. And I'm wanting an answer right now, then I'm able to relax in it and go, do you need a moment to think about that? It's fine if you do, because I have a million things I can do in that minute that you're thinking. That's been really helpful in our marriage. Any relation to that, Sabbath?
Yeah, well, what came to mind while you were talking is, what am I taking personal that has nothing to do with me?
Exactly.
You need time to think, and I'm making up a story about why you need time to think, and it has nothing to do with that.
I'm
Yes.
curious what tools you've used to start to reconcile that in those silences.
Yeah. So I think one thing I heard you say, Shandell, that resonated with me is I need to be more communicative in the silence if there's something that I'm not clear about. And I before would wait and assume that that clarity is going to come from the other end. And I still would prefer that, I guess, if I'm being totally honest. But if I need clarity and I'm assuming something, then I need to be courageous enough to break the silence and at least just get clear about what's happening. It's easier, probably easier outside of the home, if I'm being honest, than within the four walls of my home. But so tools, I mean, just in driving forces, knowing what motivates me, even just like, even if something as simple as what is going to waste my time? Like going through my time wasters and say, certain conversations are going to be more helpful than others. There's so many different things that have helped.
I'm so proud of you being an incredible business owner, a mom, a wife, and handling all of this. Like, it's really impressive. And I hope that more people will just learn what you have learned and take into action. And Melanie, I think it's time to land this plane because we got so excited. I almost lost track of time. It's awesome.
Yes.
What would we want our listeners to really take away from this conversation, ladies?
Yeah, I think, one of the biggest things that I learned that's been so helpful that we talked through today is really trying to figure out what do I need and really spending time sitting with ourselves to say, what do I need and who do I need it from and how do I communicate that? And really just getting comfortable with that so that we can then get what we need and build on those relationships. I think that if we can all do that, we're just going to be a lot healthier.
So good. Sabbath, anything to
Yep.
add? We want our listeners to take away.
Yeah, there's so much solidarity. You're never the only one who's going through those feelings. And so I think once we give ourselves permission to have wants and needs, like you said, Melanie, what do you want and when will they know?
Yes. Ooh, that's so good. And I would add that we all have unmet needs and it's what triggers us. And so if the more aware that we can get of what our unmet needs are, the more we're going to be able to control our triggers and stay in that really responding state of mind. So, well, we're going to bring this to a close, everyone. We look forward to talking to you again next week. You can catch us on YouTube or wherever you listen to podcasts. Be sure and check out our website, shawndoggroup.com. And we always appreciate those reviews and the ratings. They really do help us. Have a great day and be the best you can be today.
Bye-bye.